Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report, a weekly program of interest to shortwave listeners around the world. This is Bob Pagela bringing to you our broadcast, and I hope that you'll find information in it of value and interest to your shortwave monitoring hobby activities. These programs are sponsored by the Australian Shortwave Radio Association, which is based here in Melbourne, Victoria, and of course in Australia. I'd just like to remind you that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, using the 24-hour time system, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Solar activity continues to be classified at a very low level. According to the Ionospheric Prediction Service, in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, the IPS reports that the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has now dropped to 95, and the daily equivalent sunspot number has reduced to 41. And those figures are expected to reduce even further in the immediate future. These lower levels of activity mean that propagation over long distance paths via nighttime or semi-darkness routes on frequencies above about 14 MHz on a worldwide basis will be unreliable. However, daytime transmission on frequencies above about 14 MHz will be generally satisfactory. So it's understood that we're proceeding through the final stages or the final phase of sunspot cycle 24. And it's expected that the first sunspots for cycle 25 will appear shortly on the face of the sun. Despite the perturbations and instability with shortwave transmission due to the reduced sunspot or solar activity, good reception continues here in Melbourne in our morning period in our pre-sunrise time zone. This is a summary of signals audible in the 22 metre band recently, between 1930 and 2000. 13580 Radio Bangladesh in Bengali. 13640 Radio Oman in Arabic. 13650 Radio Kuwait in Arabic. 13660 the BBC from Wolverton in England, in English, and 13695, all India Radio, in English. 13740, Radio France International from the Usedon, France, transmitting site in French. 13760, the Voice of Korea, Pyongyang, with its transmission in Spanish. And 13820, Radio Algeria, using the brokered relay station at Isidun in France, which broadcasts in Arabic. In the 31 metre band, in the same time period, these signals are of note, as heard recently here in Melbourne. That's 1930 to 2000. 9515, Pan American Broadcasting Station, broadcasting from Nauen in Germany, in English. 9635, the Voice of Turkey, broadcasting in French. And 9715, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, in English, signing on at 1920. 9850, the Voice of America, from Lampetheim in Germany, with its programs in Kurdish. And 9940, Transworld Radio, from Manzini in Swaziland, broadcasting in French. So those are a few signals audible here in Melbourne recently in the 31 metre band, 9 MHz, between 1930 and 2000. next Frequency Coordination Conference of the High Frequency Coordination Committee will be held here in Australia, in Brisbane, over August the 24th to the 28th. The Hotel Zen, a Shangri-La hotel, is to be used for conference proceedings. It's conveniently located adjacent to the Brisbane Transit Centre, only a short walk to the Central Business District and the Cultural and Entertainment Precinct of South Bank. The hotel is 15 kilometres from the Brisbane International and Domestic Airports. The hotel offers transportation at additional charge. Bus and rail transfers operate from the Brisbane Airport terminals throughout the day and night. It's the first time that the High Frequency Coordination Committee conference will be held in Australia, and it's a joint conference with the ASBU, that's the Arab States Broadcasting Union. So that's a double conference, the HFCC and the ASBU. And the dates, August 24 to 28th, this year of course, 2015. And the conference hosts, Reach Beyond Australia, formerly HCJB Australia, with support from Transworld Radio and the NASB, that's the North American Shortwave Broadcasting Organisation. So some news there, and that's coming up in 3 months' time, end of August. Conferences are held twice a year, and each conference determines and plans the actual frequency usage for participating broadcasters for the following transmission season. Some schedule news now. This time, the South African Broadcasting Corporation, Channel Africa, with its transmissions from the Meyerton site in South Africa. This is the current schedule for Channel Africa, and it's often heard quite strongly around the world. 0300 to 0500 on 3345 in English, and 0300 to 0400 on 5980 in English. 0500 to 0700 on 6145 English. 15255 0600 to 0700 also English. 0700 to 1200 on 9625 in English, and 1200 to 1300 in African dialects, and 1300 to 1400 in further dialects, and 1400 to 1500 in Portuguese, and 1500 to 1600 in English. And on 15660, 1500 to 1600 in Swahili. And finally, 15235, 1600 to 1700 in French, followed by English, 1700 to 1800. So that's the frequency schedule for Channel Africa, a broadcasting service from Meyerton in South Africa. And those programs are mainly intended for primary reception in the African continent. Saris Broadcasting Company at Manila in the Philippines. Schedule for its morning transmissions has recently been adjusted. It's now as follows. Between midnight and midnight 30 on 9405 and midnight to midnight 15 on 9795. Now, the languages used in these morning transmissions are in Asian dialects. And between midnight and 0100 on 15435 and midnight 15 to 0100 on 12055. And midnight 30 to 0100 on 15600 and 0100 to 0130 on 15560. And 9750, 0200 to 0230. That's actually a broadcast in Urdu, relayed by the station at Dubaya in the UAE. And 15320 between 0800 and 0830 in Asian languages from the Philippine site. Forest Broadcasting Company also operates between 22:30 and midnight. It's the early morning service on 9405 and 2300 to 2330 on 9365. 2300 to midnight on 9795 and 2300 to 0100 on 12070. And 2300 to 2330 on 12095. And finally, 2330 to midnight 15 on 12055 and 2330 to midnight 30 on 15600. And that last transmission is in Burmese. So there were some frequencies from the latest schedule of the Far East Broadcasting Company in Manila. And that completes our roundup of shortwave news. Hope we found the program of interest and that the information we've given will be of value to you in your shortwave monitoring activities. So until our next broadcast, this is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, wishing you all good listening and good DX. See you soon.